Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, hero and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 1. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, very first program of the New Year's, feel free, if you wish, to call the 646-478-0944 number and come in live. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. That has not changed in the new year. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all you hear. Any on all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, let me at least tell you some of the things that's out there, such as Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page for music is Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Or Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Or Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street numeral 13. Also, Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Webpage, blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com. And you could go to YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. As I bring you the top 10 music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday in a land. Debuting at number 10, Eric Magnus with the co-op announcement. That's an excellent thing itself. Three powerful entities uniting. Number 9, Rezo and Ongo, Letter to Lili and Rich. Number 8, moving up, The Actual Tannis. Number 7, he had made some comments to go along with his music that moved him up, but at number 7 debuting today, BWE answered back, The Actual Tannis. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds, but a new release. Hey, go to the YouTube page. Go to YouTube and punch in PAST, past, years, YEARS, ago, AGO, CCR, BHS. That's past, years, ago, CCR, and then BHS. The tribute to John Madden that was originally released in 2016's Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. And if you all remember, because it was a hot song, we included it on Sheriff Kilroy's solo Father's Lives Matter album, Commander in Chief. And that was the album that came out. It was track number 4, I believe. Features Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr. on the hook, and Joseph Motley Jr. produced the track. It was put on the album in August. A lot of people from Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Suave Gotti, Ballhead Fred even put the song on his Facebook Live and said, hey, this is a hot song. So there you go. That debuted at number 6, or moved up. Black House Sounds moved up from their previous spot to number 6 because of the past years ago CCR BHS track. Number 5, debuting Facebook. You can find this on Facebook. Debuted Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 219. Events. Now, to let you know what's going on with that, because you all will say I'm not telling you anything. So anyway, it's this Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. We'll be there playing music before DJ Dollar Rock gets set up at 2. We'll be playing music or videos early. As a matter of fact, it's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU Large Room, number 136, East 22nd Street, enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 2 to 6 p.m., wear mask. Saturday, January the 8th, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street, enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 1:45 to 6 p.m., BBCI Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean, radio edits of rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live, DJ Dollar Rock, tributes, and hip-hop, plus Ronnie B's Hip-Hop Workshop News, the Freestyle Cypher, and more at Cleveland State University Black Studies Program, Special Large Room number 136 at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You enter from Euclid or Chester Avenue, plus videos, premieres, big screen, free things, maybe because of the job. Madden track will give out maybe 20 copies of Commander-in-Chief. Plus, Major Taps, Proprietor Entertainment, they'll have their album review of Rise of the Taps in the entire world. Nobody has put out a hoofing, a tap dancing, and rap album besides Major Taps. Nobody's done it except for him from our region. Plus, the 1008 Vision special announcement with Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. We'll be spotlighting. Wear your mask. Now then, as I make my way back to everything that's said, number 4, debuting on Facebook. Cleveland, Pajama, Jam, Silent, Party. Number 3, debuting Facebook. January 6th, Vigil for Democracy. That, I was just asked to support that. It is, and it will be held at Public Square. Speakers, more to be added. State Rep. Michael Skindell, Mayor Annette Blackwell, Pastor Omar Bandida, Councilman Ifeolo Claytor, activist and writer Randy Cunningham. January 6th was a violent and deadly attack against all Americans, against our country, our democracy, and our freedom as voters to choose the leaders that represent us so that we have a government of, by, and for the people. 1 year later, the same faction that attacked our country on January 6th is hard at work, silencing our voices by restricting our freedom to vote, attacking fair district voting laws, and quietly preparing future attempts to sabotage free and fair elections, and with it, our democracy. So this January 6th, exactly 1 year later, Americans across race, place, party, and background are holding candlelight vigils to say in America, the voters decide the outcome of elections. The promise of democracy is not a partisan issue, but a calling that unites us as Americans. To prevent this kind of attack from happening, again, our elected leaders must pass urgent legislation that will protect this country from anti-democratic forces who are continuing their efforts to destroy it. Coming together, we can prevent another January 6th attack and realize the promise of democracy for all of us, no matter our color, zip code, or income, so we all have an equal say in the decisions that shape our daily lives and futures. So that is coming up. Now, as I go back through here, we have to look and see number 2, moving up, all Kwanzaa events. At number 1, moving up, all New Year's events. There we go. I would like to at least throw out here, in salutations land, Betty Marion White Ludden. Betty Marion White Ludden. January 7th, 1922 to December 31st, 2021 was an American actress and comedian, a pioneer of early television. With a career spanning 7 decades, White was noted for her vast work in the entertainment industry. She was among the first women to exert control in front of and behind a camera, and the first woman to produce a sitcom, Life with Elizabeth, which contributed to her being named honorary mayor of Hollywood in 1955. White is often referred to as the First Lady of Television, a title used for a 2018 documentary detailing her life and career. After making the transition to television from radio, White became a staple panelist of American game shows, including Password, Match Game, Tattletales, To Tell the Truth, The Hollywood Squares, and The $25,000 Pyramid, dubbed the First Lady of Game Shows. White became the first woman to receive the Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Game Show Host for the show Just Men in 1983. She also known for appearances on The Bold and the Beautiful, Boston Legal, and The Carol Burnett Show. Her biggest roles include Sue Ann Nivens on the CBS sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1973 to 1977. Rose Nylon on the NBC sitcom The Golden Girls 1985 to 1992. And Elka Ostrowski on the TV Land sitcom Hot in Cleveland from 2010 to 2015. She gained renewed popularity after her appearance in the 2009 romantic comedy film The Proposal, and was subsequently the subject of a successful Facebook based. So it was a successful Facebook based campaign to host Saturday Night Live in 2010, garnering her a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series. White worked longer in television than anyone else in that medium, earning her a Guinness World Record in 2018. White received 8 Emmy Awards in various categories, 3 American Comedy Awards, 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards, and a Grammy Award. She has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and was a 1995 Television Hall of Fame inductee. So, there you go. I even heard about the fact that she one time, early in her career, she had a black dancer. And I guess networks or others told her, hey, fire that dancer. And she said, you'll do it over my dead body. And basically speaking, said, hell no. So that's the name of Betty White. I also want to just say that for those who heard, you know, he said some interesting things down through the life that has gotten him into trouble. But Kodak Black was arrested Saturday in Pompano Beach, Florida, on a misdemeanor trespassing charge, according to Broward County court records. A 24-year-old rapper whose legal name is Bill Capri has since posted bond. Hey, at least he didn't get killed, so that's a good thing. I can say that, you know, you take the good news as best as possible. Also, some of the things that has happened recently is that for those who may have missed it, it was on News 5 Cleveland. This is just a little simple 10-foot step ladder from a soapbox. As Cleveland Violence Prevention Group reminds residents that celebratory gunfire is dangerous and illegal. As the Cleveland Violence Prevention Group was sharing a warning ahead of upcoming New Year's Eve celebrations, it was shared last Wednesday. When the Cleveland Nonviolence Prevention Group shared a warning ahead of upcoming New Year's Eve celebrations, Art McCoy with Black on Black Crime, Inc., ask residents to not shoot off celebratory gunfire when the clock strikes midnight. Let's start 2022 off right with peace. We don't want to start the new year with a bang with gunshots. The Cleveland Division of Police said celebratory gunfire is not only illegal, but it's also extremely dangerous. What goes up must come down. Firing weapons irresponsibly can cause death, serious injury, damage to property. Anyone found to be discharging a firearm within city limits will be arrested. And just think about, since New Year's, you had about 10 shootings. What a way to start things off, including a Cleveland police officer murdered during, of all things, a carjacking. A freaking carjacking. I want to at least throw out there that in between everything that's going on, because it's very important, so what we're going to do is just take the time and I'll make that attempt to take the time and just go through what is happening before I go check on everything else and take my first break. I would like to just give people some understanding and overstanding of certain things that's happening. Oh, by the way, more news. The co-op, which was about 2 months ago, the co-op initiative, it was vetted by music and entertainment powerhouses like Sovereign Sound, Nefarious Entertainment, and 208 Vision. They said the movement will grow. Why speak of competition when cooperation can be most beneficial? You know, and that's a deep thing in itself. Very powerful. Mm-hmm. And so, my thing is, as I look at everything that is happening, I better let you all know what else is happening, because, yeah, I can, might as well. You also lost another person, Traxxamillion. Traxxamillion. I have to at least let you all know that he passed. Wasn't through violence, though. It was not through violence. Traxxamillion was the hip-hop producer and hyphy pioneer. He passed in Santa Clara at the age of 42. He was Sultan Banks, an influential Bay Area hip-hop producer known as Traxxamillion. He passed yesterday morning in Santa Clara. He died of a rare form of cancer at his aunt's residence, where he had been in home hospice. Banks had battled the cancer since 2017. And that is a deep thing in itself. We lost the artist, Traxxamillion, produced for E-40 and others. And I'm just thankful to let people know that there are a lot of different things going on. Hold on, this ought to be fun. Okay, Joseph Motley Jr., you get the infamous, how could you call me while I'm live on the radio, you know, that's going on. So I just wanted to let him know that you got that infamous, you called me on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. So anyway, with that being said, as I look through, you have a few other interesting events coming up. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, which will be January the 15th, 2022. January 15th, 2022, that's on a Saturday, hosted by Donald Walker Brown, former RPCC Executive Committee Chairman, co-founder of the Inner City Republican Movement, January 15th, 2022, which is on a Saturday, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Greater Works, COGIC, 14805 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. At this event, it will be special performances by Ronnie B. Obi Shelton. Special performances by Obi Shelton. I think Ronnie B. City will be there and a few others, Dantes Taylor. But Obi Shelton will be performing, and Kevin Conwell and the Footprints Band at Greater Works, COGIC, 14805 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Mask and all of that will be in effect. So that'll be a very powerful program in itself. As I look through everything else, let me check out the phone line and see what's going on. Before I do anything else, I do need to let people know that this Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, there'll be a special march at Kipling starting at 5:30 p.m. We'll go down to the 5th District Police Station where the officer, the young man, was carjacked and murdered. His shift, he worked at the 5th District Police Station. So we will leave from Kipling, walk, the BMA bus, other vehicles will be there. We'll get down there by 6 o'clock. Ward 8 Councilman Palencic will speak. I will speak. Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones. We will show support for that officer who needlessly was murdered during a carjacking at Cam's Corner. That will be this coming Wednesday. Father's Lives Matter had taken a meal to the 5th District during Christmas and then during Thanksgiving. Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army. We had also gotten together for East Cleveland Police Station just to show our respect and thanks. especially because these Cleveland police had solved Alicia Pointer's murder. So there's a lot of things that are coming up this week. Again, this coming Thursday, it'll be January 6th, 1 year. Candlelight prayer vigil at Public Square that a lot of us were invited to because of what happened at the White House, the insurrection. Let me go to the phone lines, 216-424. 216-424, you're the first phone caller in the new year. How are you?
Black House Sal, how we doing today?
Man, just reflecting on everything, brother. Just reflecting on everything. How are you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing great. I would like for everybody to know I represent Black House Sound. I'm the founder of Black House Sound. I also want everyone to know at the Bedford Party Center, when it comes to March the 11th, we will have an event there, a four-hour event. We still, right now, we currently looking for people that want to participate in it. If you want to dance, sing, rap. Also understand if you're listening in and you feel like, well, you know, when I go to Black House Sound events, you know, they always telling me to keep it clean and this and that. Well, due to this event, the significant money we had to spend to make this night possible, we put in our mind that everybody that do music is not going to have clean material. And so instead of trying to force everybody to be clean and positive, which that's the move, that's where you really want your music, but if not, all walk of life will be there. Now, don't get it twisted. We still have some conscious cats that's going to be there that evening. We also will have line dancing going on. The colors will be gold and black. The food, we almost done with the order of the food. So I know it's going to be chicken and fish and broccoli and some other things. Other than that, like I say, it's the Bedford Party Center. We looking for people that would like to perform or just want to come on out. Also, Mr. Ernie Smith, if anybody on the phone is familiar with that gentleman, he work at East Cleveland. He do a damn good job for the citizens of East Cleveland and in Cleveland as a whole. We also honoring him that night. So if you know Mr. Ernie Smith and you feel that you want to be there when we give him his award and just to see the emotion on his face, that'd be a nice event to be at. Also, if the pandemic, which I don't think is going nowhere, it should still be here, and I hate to say that. Remember, you will have to be masked up. It will not be no alcohol there, and the point of no alcohol, Black House Sound, we is taking a chance with all walk of life performing, but we not going to take a chance with drugs or alcohol. So that is a no-no. If you can follow all them rules, if you want to be down for the cause. Also, Black House Sound have a movie coming out where all my cats is in the movie, and so that's coming out real soon. And so I want y'all to know that. And the last thing I want to say, if y'all know Mother Porter, if you know this queen, this beautiful lady that's still on this earth, if you know her, you need to check out the song. You need to check out the song that we did with Mother Porter on it, all right? So the only thing you have to do is go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, and that song will be there. So you can actually hear Mother Porter and her poetry. I come at the end of the song, of course, her king as a son that's on the phone that make things happen, like Ernie Smith. He in the middle, but check that on out. If you honor your mother or you honor your father or you just honor anybody, that's the song that you want to hear. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. If you have a problem with the new changes that Black House is doing, please don't get mad at us. Just understand we are entertainers. We children of the Lord, and God is telling me I can do better. I'm going to do better, and by any means necessary, we coming like a big force that cannot be stopped. So just understand we come to show out and make things happen. Thank you for your time. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. You need any information, you can always reach Al Porter, and that's how you can reach me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Peace. Appreciate that. And that came from, of course, our brother and everything like that who's been doing things, Joseph Motley Jr. We talked about the fact that he moved up the charts this week, the whole past years ago, as well as the fact that they were behind the tracks even talking about the insurrection or what they'll be dealing with in public square, that whole "it's not your house, it's the White House." And they've been doing things for the past few years, and this will be a phenomenal program. Based on what he just said, the award, March 11th, for Councilman Ernest L. Smith in East Cleveland. No Excuses Award, Volume 3, will be there for that brother who's done more for, I'm going to say that when it comes to people who are elected officials, politicians, there's no other elected official that has done as much for the hip-hop community as Ernest L. Smith. From Cleveland through East Cleveland, the events held, the bar for bar, you name it, nobody else has done it. And so the thing about it is I'm going to go to the phone number of, since we started out on one, let's go to that 216-412. That 412, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Mr. Porter. What's happening? It's Major Trap from Prime E&T.
Talk to us, please.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm just ready for this Saturday, January 8th. Get prepared. We'll have a listening party, you know, for my album, Rise of the Tap, that actually dropped on the 15th. So we're doing one special for the hip-hop workshop.
Thank
you. Know, so everybody come out there, you know, that's around land, even from people that's out of state, and to come in for this event. It's going to be nice. So check that out. And I heard Mr. Monty talk about his event, Black House Sound. Shout out to them. Me and Mr. Monty, we're going to be in touch. I heard my ears.
I
was able to get on the call to hear a lot of that. So shout out to them. And, I like a lot of the stuff you was talking here. Shout out to your parents, honor your mother, your father, you know. Fact.
Oh, man.
Gonna say that. Shout out to Mama Porter, you know. So all the mothers, all the fathers, man, shout out to them, you know.
Yes, indeed.
I ain't about to go into detail with what just happened to me recently, though. Yeah, honor your mother and your father,
you.
Though. So.
Man, I appreciate
besides
you.
Besides that,
I do.
Yeah, we all got a this pandemic's something else. Yeah, just play it safe, man. Do your best to keep your gloves on and your mask on, most definitely, man, because this stuff is and it's your decision whether you want to get the shot or not. I'm not going to say don't get it. I'm not going to say get it. It's your decision, though. You know, that, and I think everybody should keep it at that respect and do your research on it.
Because
there's something serious
smart,
going
man.
On with that. Something very serious with that. It's funny too. Hollywood tell a lot about what's going on, and like, don't get too. I don't really watch a lot of James Bond movies, though. If
right.
Pay attention to this latest James Bond. I actually sat down and watched this James Bond movie, and I was like, wow, this kind of relates to what's going on right now. So
that's true.
Y'all get time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that out. I'm just putting some bugs out there. Some true bugs out there about some of this. Some of this stuff, you see, like, it's planned or whatever. No, they was already preparing stuff like this, you know. Man, it's a lot. You know, a lot of this stuff, we're going into the digital age, so we are really starting to feel educated about this digital thing because, you know, basically everything about the transfer into digital, even money. That's the dogs so they can track, you know, stuff and taxes and things of that nature. You know what I mean? See what we spending our money on. You know? So well, besides that, I guess I'll see everyone Saturday.
All right. James, we look forward to it.
Worked out the first one of the year, too.
And yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it'd be coming supporters, it'd be other artists, you know.
That's right.
Ronnie B, Unforgiving, you know what I mean? Suave Gotti,
mm-hmm.
you know, DJ Dollar Rock always out there, you know. It's an underground hip hop scene. It's a mecca down there. So y'all need to come and check it out. And like I said, the Rise of the Cast album gonna be, you guys get to hear a few songs off of that. You know?
Cool.
Like you see. You know what I'm saying? An awesome, great album. A brilliant album, you know, at that, you know. I'll let you guys be the judge, you know. Something new, something
all
different.
Right.
Especially in hip hop. So, yeah, I'm about to get off this phone. I'm still staying here and listening to, you know what I'm saying, the radio.
I know. Appreciate you. Thank you so much,
man.
Family.
Oh, no doubt.
All right. Peace. I'm looking forward to it because I already know it's a hot album. Trust me. Got a chance to play some songs off of it. Mama Porter liked a couple of songs off of that. So, 216-224. You are on live. How are you doing out there?
I'm blessed. Greetings, big brother. Al Porter, Mr. President. Councilman Ernest L. Smith.
You are one of three people who were sworn in this evening in the great city
Honored.
Of East Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it was a great honor.
I hear you. And my thing is, you never know who's going to call or what have you, but I'm going to ask you personally because your name was brought up in the very beginning of the program from Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sounds, who spoke about the fact that he was looking forward to March the 11th. You receiving an award and an honor just for doing what you do. And I know it's like pulling teeth for you because you don't do what you do to get honored. You don't.
Right.
But since the very first time I met you before you made that transition into a city councilman, a council person beforehand, you were always giving out OPN community honors. And I remember receiving the Hip Hop Workshop received a community honor, GMS. Talk to me about what goes into your thought process, because when you came in, you still had a lot of support for the hip-hop community to cultivate it and continue to make it grow. As a matter of fact, bar for bar, other activities that you had throughout East Cleveland that drew people from Cleveland Heights. I remember Bashir Jones even came to Tucker's Casino and spit poetry. So you have opened up your doors for years. So talk to me about why, as an elected official, you never ran from hip-hop or the younger generation or younger community. Do you feel that helped you out as far as your political career or what? You tell me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It definitely, and thank God I don't do it for the politician portion of my life. It definitely didn't help me get elected or anything like that. But hip hop is a part of our culture. Young people are part of we're supposed to be looking out for young people. If young people just so happen to do hip hop, if they do dance, if they do reggae, if they do R&B, poetry, they are young people first. So my thing is, I've been saying for the past 13, 14 years, we cannot turn our back on the youngsters. So because of good people like you, I was involved with the Ohio hip-hop scene, and I just couldn't turn my back on the individuals in the hip-hop scene just because I became city councilman. Now, I say that didn't help me get elected because a lot of those individuals are not East Cleveland residents and they cannot vote. But as far as programs and serving the people, a lot of them, they come volunteer. They donate their time and efforts because they understand that even if it's just for 2 hours, me opening up my doors for the hip-hop community, even if it's 2-3 hours, is letting them show their talent, is getting them, let's just say, off the streets or quote-unquote out the way, and is showing them that people like us or people in our and my position, there are people who care. So it's like the same way I feel about the activist community. I feel about, as far as with the hip-hop community don't have to go and beg an elected official to support them. We have one of our own to support our own. And, again, that's thanks to my good mentors like you to keep me on the right path. And so I thank you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you saying that. As a matter of fact, it's an honor to be the East Cleveland Ward 3 advisor. So now I get to go to another part. What are you looking at? Why do you feel it was so important for you to at least, you ran for re-election, you won it. What is it you wish to continue and or add on into the great city, the historic city of East Cleveland?
All right, thank you. So I just want to be a voice, not for the people, but be a voice with the people. I no longer have to search for anyone who I can trust because I trust myself and the people put me here. I wasn't groomed a politician, elected official. The people took it back to the 50s and the 60s, and they put someone up there that they trusted to serve their health interests, rights, and needs. And by the grace of the Almighty, I was chosen as that person. So it's that's how I feel about that. I hope that answered that question.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And my brother, you have, since you first ran and beforehand, you always talked about the pride of East Cleveland. So before you go, talk to me about what you see and how your position can help the people in the great city of East Cleveland.
I'm glad you brought it up. So, as you know, not only just this past campaign, but when I first campaigned back in 2012, my campaign was totally different. I didn't get out here and lie, I'm going to build a grocery store, I'm going to do this, and that. No, I campaign on building back up, as you said, the pride to the people. Because when I was younger, East Clevelanders can go against each other, but no one from the outside can come here and interfere with what us East Clevelanders have going on. And since the Norton days, that has changed. We as a whole, we have allowed outsiders to come in here and try to dictate how we live it. You know, they didn't want to put a pillow up under our head, but at the same time telling us that they've taken the bed away from us. What I've seen in the last 4 years, I've definitely seen, and this is one of those times where I wish it wasn't me, because I don't like to talk about myself, but the people have spoken, and the people have said that they have found someone, at least in Ward 3, that they can trust to serve their health interests, rights, and needs, and know that at the very least, I'm going to prop a pillow up for not only their head, for my head, for all of our heads. I stay down here in what they call the valley. I stay right with them. So I see everything that they see, and they understand that. And so it was a lot of people that, you know, they cared, but they weren't willing to get up and get on their feet. Maybe they was already working in the community in the years past and got frustrated. Maybe some of them didn't care. But I can say that it's a lot of those people, speaking Ward 3 in specific, that they get up, they come to meetings. I'm happy to say the majority of the residents in the meetings are Ward 3 residents. The majority of the block clubs that are reformed, they are Ward 3 residents.
Okay.
And it's just a true honor to see the people's pride raised. I mean, the people picked and chose the demos to come down. So you know how when you hear outsiders talking about, well, why they aren't rehabbing, the people of East Cleveland said, knock these vacant, dilapidated structures down. Our children are being found in these buildings, these burnt down buildings. Or, you know, I could go on and on. I don't want to start crying. But the people said, knock this stuff down. Period. So it's just an honor to have the people raise their pride, get more involved, and tell us what you want. Tell us how you want to be served, unlike in years past where the politicians tell the people, here, this is how I'm going to serve you. No, at least in the city, at least in the Ward 3 of East Cleveland, the people tell me how they want to be served, and that's how we proceed.
Man, I appreciate the interview. Definitely I want to throw out in the universe, congratulations still. We always say weekly, one of the main shows that's out there, we always give a shout-out to We Up Radio. That's Mondays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with the OPN radio show with Da Shark. So definitely wish the brothers our very best. And I just want to say I thank you for being able to take the time on this evening, especially you being one of the three who was sworn in this evening. Thank you very much for reaching out to us, brother.
Thank you. God bless you all. And keep fighting. Trust me, and I'm gonna keep learning.
I feel you. Appreciate that. As a matter of fact, you know something? You all have just made my evening. Like I say, this was Chapter 11, Verse 1 of none other than BlogTalkRadio.com's Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news from the inner city to the suburbs and everywhere else in between. I'm going to at least follow part of the protocol. People did mention the pandemic, the mask, and everything else, so I might as well throw this one out from the long-awaited detox. Why not do that? Had over 1,000 views as a Facebook video, so wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands, Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male sheriff cried. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours
pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, I might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah players?
What player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
You know something, it was a major thing that happened when the actual Tannis brought up his statements and his feeling about support. Cleveland doesn't support its own, which everybody, okay, we know that. A lot of times you could go elsewhere, you don't get the support here that you should. Lady T basically took it as a war that you don't say or talk about Cleveland artists not supporting this, that, and the other. And she made valid points. It kind of took me back to something that I said at a DJ Jack the Ripper event at Exotic Cuisine off of about West 127th on Thursdays. That's free charge for folks to go down there. It's performances and all of that. It's really good hip-hop. But I believe the one statement that I made is true to this very day. I hear that. People say it all the time, that Cleveland don't support, Cleveland don't support, Cleveland don't support. I hear it. And for me, I can't say that. And I'm going to tell you why. I feel that for all my detractors who said negative things, the Hip Hop Workshop won't last more than 6 episodes doing a free family show. Man, doing radio and invite those folks on to come and express their views, why you would do that? You ain't no money in it. Okay, I've heard a lot of different things here and there. I have. But I've also been extremely successful because I've had families come by and support just by showing up. Phone callers tonight show that there's support and camaraderie. There have been people who have noticed what I've done, good and bad, but they've noticed. And my thing is, I can't say Cleveland don't support because we have a lot of different shows. If you wonder why I call the radio shows like I do, such as the OPN radio or, you know, Common Sense Radio or a few other issues here and there, Kent and Angelica and several others at the beginning of the show, that's because a lot of those shows have supported artists or people around me. You name it, people, places, and things. People showing up at a workshop or bringing families out is support. People taking the time to listen to the music or share it, it's support. And the main thing is, technically speaking, if you want to get downright real about everything, I prepare to get off of my 14-foot soapbox, get back on my stepladder for this 14-foot soapbox. You got to support yourself first. If you support yourself and believe in self, it causes other people to gravitate towards you. History-making album. The first artist to do an album with tap dancing and hip-hop comes out of our own North Coast region. Some might say Midwest. I'm going to stick to where we're close to, the North Coast. He supported himself. Learned how to be a producer. Taught tap dancing, taught dance class, did a few other things that throughout the years became his own support system, supported himself. Black House Sound supported themselves because of the work they did in the community. Oppressed People's Nation, they supported themselves by doing work and building a sound reputation. And guess what? If you leave Cleveland and go somewhere else, New York has haters too. Detroit has haters too. California has haters too. They do. Chicago has haters too. That's why so many artists, Slim 400 and a few others, Drake L, The Ruler, others, they get killed. Nipsey Hussle, Tupac Shakur, Biggie Smalls, may I continue? Hell, Tupac was robbed in New York and blasted on. All these areas have haters. You have to support yourself. As you support yourself and have that mindset, you can then change it to, let me keep myself rated PG, forget a hater. Yeah, you have to support yourself first. And then you watch those people who do support you, because the one thing that people love to do if they don't support you, is to try to keep you down. Never let them see you sweat and keep on moving. Just because they are playing tonight, why not put on from Suave Gotti, Kimra, Kaya Dog Crew, go out with some Dog Nation, peace. Much love, much respect. Catch you all at some of these events coming up. Everybody stay blessed. I appreciate you all. I really do. And I thank you so much for tuning in to this program. Hey, that's all I can say. We will see what else happens. And in the meantime and in between time, I appreciate everything. Peace. Dog Nation, why not?
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation.
swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field, we don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I rap, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The Seed Town Light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis. And my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah, we're gonna shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.